ABC News.
Andrew Kaloupis with the latest. Queensland police say a man who was mauled to death by two dogs south of Brisbane was in the area to read electricity meters. Police were called to a Greenbank home at around 22:11 Saturday morning, where they found an unconscious man who appeared to have been attacked by dogs. 42-year-old Kane Minion from Marsden was declared dead at the scene. Two dogs have been seized from the property and are expected to be destroyed. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he expects to have a plan in place with the states and territories to address rising electricity prices before Christmas. The government has made it clear it is open to intervening in both the electricity and gas markets to try to contain rising prices, including the possibility of price caps. It's expected the plans will be discussed at a national cabinet meeting next week, and some premiers have made it clear it's up to the federal government to lead any intervention, but Mr Albanese says the state and territories have to be part of the solution. British military intelligence officials say Russian forces are trying to encircle the eastern Ukrainian town of Bakhmut. They say capture of the town could open the way to attack the cities of Kramatorsk and Slovyansk. Russian forces are looking to hit back after suffering a series of defeats, including losing the city of Kherson. An earthquake has shaken Indonesia's West Java for the second time in 2 weeks, injuring one person and sending people running out of buildings in panic. The magnitude 6.4 quake was felt in the capital Jakarta, over 280 kilometres away, where high-rise buildings swayed. Four houses near the epicentre were destroyed. Last month, a 5.6 magnitude quake hit West Java, killing more than 300 people. ABC News.